This week, President Bush nominated Marion Blakey to head the Federal Aviation Administration. If confirmed, Blakey will take over the top post at the FAA from Jane Garvey. A Clinton appointee, Garvey's five-year term ends August 4th. Garvey has presided over the agency during extraordinary times. She joins us now to discuss her tenure at the FAA and some of the issues facing the agency in the future. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
I wonder if we could start with September 11th. And can you give us an idea of what that day was like for you, the person who was the head of the agency, which at that time was responsible for airline, not only airline safety, but security as well?
For those of us at the FAA, of course, it was quite extraordinary. I was in Washington at the time, and there was a tremendous amount, of course, of intensity to the moments. There was confusion about what was really happening in the system.
Now, as I understand it, intelligence agencies had shared information with the FAA before September 11th that something, nobody knew exactly what, but something might be planned against American Airlines. Do you ever wonder, looking back now, was there anything that you could have done, that the FAA could have done to prevent what happened?
Well, you're right. Intelligence communities had been sharing information with us. But the information they shared really focused on Middle Eastern countries. They focused on mostly the Arab-Israeli world. And that information, of course, we shared with our colleagues in the airlines and at the airports. So we did pass that information along. I don't think there's any agency in government or members of Congress who haven't at one point or another done soul searching and asked what else could we have done, and perhaps even more importantly, what can we do now to prevent this from happening again?
Well, now security has been transferred, the responsibility for airline security has been transferred over to the Homeland Security Agency, or is being transferred there.
That's right, to the Transportation Security Agency.
Do you think that a consolidated agency is going to help?
Putting it into one agency whose single focus was security, in my view, is the right and appropriate step. I think Congress was absolutely right. The president was right to sign that bill. And remembering, again, this is going to spread way beyond aviation, that there are vulnerabilities at ports, at other kinds of transportation. So really focusing it into one consolidated agency for transportation and then beyond that to Homeland Security, in my view, makes a great deal of sense.
That leaves safety as a really the very primary responsibility of the FAA. What are some of the challenges ahead in terms of air safety?
Well, I think one of the great challenges is the very notion that because security has become so paramount, as it should, I think there's a danger that we could lose focus on other important initiatives. We have an extraordinary safety record in this country. It really is the envy of the world. And in the last 5 years, we have seen a steady decline in the fatal accident rate. But it takes focus and it takes resources and it takes attention to continue with that good, solid record. And I think that's a real challenge for the administration, for Congress, for the new administrator, for the industry as a whole.
Before September 11th, one of the biggest problems was air congestion.
Oh, remember that well.
And as air traffic picks up, again, you're going to be dealing, or the FAA will be dealing with the issue of air congestion and long delays.
Absolutely. And in fact, we're beginning to see those numbers coming back.
And are there systems or rules in place now that could avoid some of the problems you had like a couple of summers ago with terrible backups caused by overbooking, coupled with bad weather? Those kinds of things
That's
would
right.
create terrible backups.
We probably can't control the weather. I wish we could, but the summer of 2000, you're right, was phenomenally difficult. We've put a number of initiatives in place. We've identified what we're calling the sort of 11 choke points within the system, the worst places within the system where there really is congestion that builds up, and we've changed procedures and opened new airspace and entered into agreements with Canada to use some of the Canadian airspace to deal with the traffic along the Northeast and the military as well. This summer, we've put in place the most modern state-of-the-art weather technology. That's going to make an enormous difference.
You're headed on vacation.
I am headed on vacation.
Are you flying there?
You know, I am flying there. I fly a lot, and I love to do that.
And what's next for you after that?
I'm going to take a little time off and in the fall get back, I believe, to the world of transportation. I've loved it. I've been extraordinarily fortunate in having wonderful experiences, and I look forward to continuing those.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
FAA Administrator Jane Garvey, her tenure at the agency ends next month.